such an asshole.
All right, continuing on with the military theme, I gotta have to anonymize a lot of things here. Good day, Aaron Hole. Fourth time returning veteran customer. Keep this as simple and streamlined as possible. If I select a video response, blank is to be considered confidential. You are a middle-aged guy. You got your 20 years in at a division of the military. You work in a real field. And of course, you're 80% disabled. Of course you are. What did you... Did a nail break? What happened? What happened? I kid, but not too much. Oh, to be disabled in the military. Oh my God. He got a paper cut. Oh, that's 50% right there. And still using my GI Bill living in a place. I took your advice. I got my bachelor's of science in MIS, and I'll work at a place in the field. I know you'll call me a fuck twat for 2 minutes. So let's say I'm in three classes. Let's say I'm in three classes into an MBA program to get the full GI income benefit, vice a good degree. I selected my MBA program months before taking this job. Being that I'll be in this field in networking, should I quickly stop the MBA? Why don't you people contact me before you go to grad school? Why? And backtrack to a second bachelor's of science in computer engineering, computer science. I do computer science or software engineering. They're all fine degrees within the 1 year remaining GI Bill I have. I'd asked you before for suggestions on certifications for MIS that you provided, but next year our group of base workers will enroll in a particular program. Hang on. Is that what I think it is? Oh, PMP. Okay. Let's do it this way. Do you want to be an IT guy or do you want to be management? Okay. PMP is Project Management Certification. The Project Management Institute. I dated a girl who got her PMP. One, she wasn't that bright. Two, I looked through materials. It's dumber than fuck. It is the most mind-numbing, stupid fucking bullshit. And the reason you get that certification to say, oh, and it has value, is because you are a cog. If you go through the PMP project, man, that means you will do anything. And you won't think. It's worse than an MBA. It is the most mind-numbing bullshit. I'm looking at it. I'm like, this is 1,000 pages of common sense analyzed to the anal detail. The anal atomic level of detail. And there's nothing of real value you're going to learn there that you're not going to get through experience. And I honest to God believe that PMP certification is just to see how wide you spread your asshole. I mean, it's like, look at this guy. He'll take that crap. He thinks it's a real thing. All right, so your choice is this. I can only open the doors. Which one you go through, I don't care. Do you want to do something practical and expand in the world of computers? Or do you want to go through this mind-numbing bullshit of management? If you want mind-numbing bullshit of management, get your MBA, get your PMP, and just like go to a surgeon, a brain surgeon, have him remove half your brain, and you'll do pretty well. All right, but if you want to have something worth it, you can all, dude, I just go with the IT, man. Get your degree in computer science. Why not? If you have a bachelor's degree in MIS, why don't you get a master's degree in computer science? I think you may have to take some remedial courses. But, man, no. And you can always get into management later, man. But God, oh, fucking mighty, PMP. Have you looked into what's in that? Go get it. Go grab like a sample. Get a PMP study guide. Yeah, hang on. All right, PMP study guide. Here, $18. $6 used. What if there's a PDF available? Get one. Exam study guide here comes from, it looks like the Project Management Institute over in the United Kingdom. Go download any material or buy a used book. Go through that and ask yourself, is there anything of fucking intellectual value in this document? And the answer will be fuck no. Not no, there's yes, no, and then there's fuck no. And the answer will be fuck no. But that's me. I don't know if you want to sit there and like a flowing diagram and see Porter's five and SWAT, but oh my God. I mean, I can't, it was horrible. I remember looking, I'm like, this is what you study? No wonder your brain, nice gal, wonderful, sweet woman. Screwed it up, but oh my God. Hello, Sergeant Rumpy Fluffalo. Would you like to have an intelligent conversation? What's that, Sergeant Rumpy Fluffalo? Purple. Oh my God. You're so intelligent, Rumpy. So that's question one. Glad I solved that problem for you. My wife is from a foreign country and did do two tours in the military and is now in the reserve. She is in the nursing program and will graduate in several years. We want to leave the crap hole left the state we are in. Problem is she has a, not a disorder. She has an annoying, though not life-crippling disease. And our youngest has special needs, real special needs, not fakes, but not, oh, he has hurt feelings. He has real special needs that reacts better to warmer climates. Her home country does not take well to special needs, and the military facilities don't offer services for my child. Check it to see with your travels and conversations if there's some place I've overlooked or haven't considered. She's only been to Washington, Oregon, California, Arizona, Nevada, and New Jersey, which dry heat doesn't work for her. Texas and North Carolina. We need to do a recon on Texas, Kansas, North Carolina, and maybe Florida. All right. Well, Florida is hot and humid. We're balancing my possible jobs. Nursing could go anywhere but her disease and our youngest education future work potential. Any areas, not just states, for us to think about that might have these, check a few boxes. I don't know. I've never had a kid with that disorder. I've never had your wife's disease. I don't know. I'm an economist. I'm a freedom-loving libertarian. I can tell you everywhere in the states where to go for motorcycle riding and taxes, low tax. That's where my specialty crosses sections. Yes, is the mother ever considering Kansas City, Plano, Raleigh, Mayport, San Antonio, research in blah blah blah. All right. let's go with the dry heat. Dry heat doesn't work. All right. So now you're down to Florida, Tennessee, Washington State. Texas, North Carolina. Texas might be dry, although some people claim it's humid. I'd be Florida, Texas, and Tennessee. If you're willing to go to places that have an income tax, you could go northern part of Arizona, okay, like Flagstaff, Idaho, Utah. I'd say Washington State, that's humid. Florida is humid. A lot of fun stuff going on in Florida, although a lot of taxes or traffic, rather, I should say. I'm okay with the Carolinas. Those are nice. Georgia, I enjoy Georgia, what limited time I've spent there. I didn't mind. You want to stay out of Atlanta, not because there's anything wrong with it, but the traffic is just horrible. The Chicago of the South. Yeah, man, you're going to have to. San Antonio is going to be dry. Kansas City will be humid. Plano will be all right. Raleigh, I enjoy Raleigh. Raleigh-Durham, that's nice. Look, man, what you're going to have to do is go there and find out. And research. I've been researching sites to have more keen and focus on autism over our son's needs. Stop looking at, look, autism is the cause du jour. That's the popular, that's the designer mental illness. That and Asperger's that all the parents want their children to have. So they say, see, look, we're valuable. There's got to be a parenting group in the United States for the specific disability that your son has. I would hit them up. Say, hey, where do you find what parts of the country are conducive to my child who has this disorder? Because when I was going out and traveling around, especially in my younger days, I was like, who's got what area has hot chicks? What has mountains and hiking? What has no state income taxes? What's warm? And so you know, I can only give you states to start at because of no state income taxes, because I presume that's where you'd want to be. You don't want a bunch of Marxist leftist fucks around. And I do know I like Raleigh. I like Kansas City. I drove through Plano. I don't even know where Mayport is. I've driven through San Antonio. You got to go. I'd start with your son's needs first and then find out what correlates with your wife's disorder to make sure both things. And you're just going to have to go. So she could work anywhere. And then if you had a degree in computer science or a programmer, you could go anywhere too. But if you get that, I almost guarantee you, if you get your MBA and PMP, you're going to be subjected to mandatory root beer floats, diversity training. I don't know if you're white or not, but even if, let's say you're black, you still get to go to that fun blame white people for everything. And I know this just as boring for non-white people as is white people. You're a guy, so you get to go to, you don't have a vagina training, so screw you and all your oppression. I mean, that's the world you get to live in. You're going to be somebody's bitch, but at least with the IT world and a computer science degree, you have such an in-demand skill. Like, nah, I'm not going to that training. Oh, you're going to make me go? Bye, I got another job offer. That would be more mobile. What does he do? He manages. Fuck that guy. All right, so there we go. Agua Comandante, £2. How does one not get bored of life without care? That is an outstanding question, even though that's $2 or $3 with British pounds. I'm going to answer because that's a great question. It's hard. You got to find agency and purpose. Your career is for guys. I don't know about women. I don't know about women. Different programming, different wiring. I don't know how it works. But for guys, you have to find purpose and agency through your work. I recommend spending time with nieces and nephews. Certainly don't be against having kids. I mean, I don't have kids for reasons very specific and personal to me. And I can honestly say, it's not like I have some latent, oh, I really wish I had little Cappy Cat. No, I don't want any of those little motherfuckers running around. Mm-mm, do not want kids. Get some exercise, go out and adventure. Adventure is huge. I think adventure is great, whether that's actual travel, not like, I like to travel. No, I mean like you go ride your motorcycle out to Alaska and back. You go hike, you go walk, you go foot, you go hitchhike, something. You just gotta keep yourself occupied. And whether it's because you're like me and you've had the desire to have children just plain beaten out of you, or more commonly, they're just, especially in Western world, there just is not enough marriage, wife material, women, mother material women, I should say, to go around, and the risks of divorce are way too high. And so maybe you'd like to have kids, and you can't find a quality gal. However you got to this point, yeah, you're going to have to find something to do. Friends are very unreliable because the average person in the United States is a fuckwit. And even your conservative, libertarian, Republican, even if they claim to be independent minded, they still get old, they still get tired, and they don't live life. There's so many hypocrites. They don't execute. They don't go. It's a challenge. It's the biggest challenge I face right now. Because I won't lie to you, like, I got everything I've ever wanted in life right now. Well, not everything. I'm sure, obviously, there's always something more. But like, I wake up, walk out on my little patio outside. I have my coffee. I sit under my awning, whether it's raining or not. I look at the little pond swamp. And I have my coffee and like, this, what are we, I can do anything I want. And it's just like, oh, let's go for another motorcycle ride. Let's go. And I aggressively trying to find additional hikes that I haven't done. I've found several. Going to pick up kayaking. It is a job every day to figure out what to do. You know, I thankfully got love. Let's not have a moment here. Okay, Agua, let's not have a moment. Don't know what the fuck I would do without you idiots and morons contacting me every day and doing this shit. I mean, and I'm probably going to join like a fraternal order. Like if this went away, I would have to get a job. And now if it went away, then I could do things that anchor me. Like I probably would become a cop just to hang out with. It wouldn't even be about, I want to protect the people of Rapid City. I want to protect the people of Lawrence and Hermosa counties. I want to go into the locker room and cut penis jokes, which you probably can't do now because everyone's a fragi-vaggy. But yeah, man, that is good luck. I've even thought about going back to college, like a physical college. You get a doctorate, not because it's worth the money. Actually, it isn't. And that's another thing. It's like, I'm not paying that much to go back to college. And it wouldn't be for a career move. It'd just be like, hey, can we have some? And then what would be sad is I'm sure after the first semester, I'd be like, these classes are bullshit. And the only way I could make it fun would be to argue with the professor. Like, yeah, you're lying. Oh, how do I know? Let me pull upon my multiple decades of experience of being an economist and from memory, the data I have in my head. Bam, 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 bam. Now let's have a conversation. Yeah, good luck. I hate to keep throwing it on. No. Here's the thing, Agua. Here's the thing. You have to be in the best shape possible. You have to be the best version of a man you could possibly be. So that way it is not your fault. So that way you know that, okay, I tried and no girl wanted to have anything to do with me still, even though I was the best incarnation of myself I could possibly be, still couldn't find a wife. So then you have that forgiveness. Like, look, I made my 80 grand a year as a carpenter or electrician. I had no debt. I stayed in shape. I was charming and charismatic. I had these interesting hobbies that made me a cult for care. I asked girls out that, and I still didn't get nothing. Then you can let go of the guilt of not having kids. Like, oh God, I never had a family. What was it? Was it in the cards? All right, so you have to do that. You have to do that. But yeah, without kids, you know, that is now largely disproportionately, not solely, that is largely up to the women now. Any point in time, if women want to become motherly and very kind and caring wife-like material, that's their choice. I did my part. I stayed in shape and made the money. I asked the girl, I don't know what else I could deliver. All right. No, you're right. I only make $99,500 a year, not six figs, and I'm only 5'11 and a half. You're right. I guess I just don't meet your qualifications. Cappy Fids nowadays. Research? What's research? I don't have time to research. Yeah, for $20. Now people have paid me that they there are a couple requests. I'm like, dude, it's gonna cost a couple $100 for me to research. The Geth, $10. You leave leftist shithole videos fits me to a T, college student, suburbs of Baltimore. Oh, Baltimore's horrible. Get out of Maryland. Live with mom, college math major, want to explore the field, tied down mainly by college, mainly West Virginia, Florida. Dude, leave, man. You can all look, math? Isn't math digital? Could you get your math degree online? I bet you can. And for a fraction of what you're paying in Baltimore, go find a job in Florida. Take your money, go down to Florida, finish off the semester, whatever. Find a college that's accredited online. I wouldn't recommend math as a major. I'd recommend engineering or something that has a job at the end of it, but that's just me. Move, go to school part-time, work as a bartender, work as security, work as a wait staff, make your money, have a good time, have a little bit of fun, enjoy your teens and your early 20s, slowly earn your degree, do it online. Better life. You can leave tomorrow. If you can leave tomorrow, you're going to need a little bit of money. You're going to need 3 months rent. All right. Live out of your car. Go down. See if you can get a job. Live out of your car a little bit. Do you have a I can't think of it. Gym membership where there's a shower. Clean up at the shower at the gym. Easy peasy. Get the book reconnaissance, man. Boom. Done. Good to go. Or you can live in Baltimore. Agua Comandante, £5. You got to where I was getting. Life simply gets boring and all your friends probably broke, start having kids, and you're missing out. Look, Agua, you may want to have kids legitimately, and that's something you got to figure out yourself. And if you do, you should go have them. But also accept the fact, well, the harshest realities of life is that there just isn't enough quality women for the men to go around who are going to make good mom material. They just aren't. First question, do you believe someone should stay home and take care of the kids? And I'm not against it being the guy. But okay, what's most important to you? It's the first question. Ask any guy, what's most important to you? Love or career? Children or politics? And you don't ask them that question. You say like, oh yeah, if you have a job, if you were to have kids, would you go back and work or would you stay and, you know, take care of the kids? I mean, what's your kind of dream in life? If they say, oh, I'm going to go back to work. No, Or I'm a doctor and, you know, I believe someone has to stay home and take care of the kids, and whoever it is that makes the least amount of money should do that. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, good luck. Let me know when you find that. Let me know when you find that. But first things first, Agua, because you're in the United Kingdom, first you got to find a thin chick you want to fuck. And good luck with that, buddy. Oh, but yeah, it's, yeah, your friends are going to go. They are going to go away. They will go away. Mark my words. Not out of choice. They just will lose the spirit to live, and they won't want to do anything fun. They won't. All right, that's it. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. Oh, here, Aztec, because Juan's a father. Having kids is great. My son enjoys hitting the gym. See, there you go. Juan, man, dude, you're father of the year down there, man. Look at you spending, wow, a father who spends time with the kids. You hear that, you soy boy cuck assholes who just, here's some money for hockey practice, son. We'll drop you off. There you go, Juan. All right, see you kids later. Toodles.